Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We have got a fabulous show for you today. Continuing right here, Doreen Virtue is joining us. We're going to be taking your calls. We've got copies of her books to give away. We're going to take your instant feedback messages. So thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. Joined or with me today are my sidekicks, Mr. Benny Mathers.
Hola.
And we've got Ms. Valerie D. She's going to be picking up all the phones and calls. So we've got a team ready here to create that amazing angel energy. Doreen is joining us here today. She has been on the show many times. I love having her on the show, and I absolutely adore her books. And I've got some questions about this. You know, what happens if you're attracted to a certain archangel? What does that mean? But more importantly, I want to introduce you, for those of you that may not know who Doreen Virtue is. She has been a best-selling author. She has been on radio, television, Oprah, Good Morning America, you name it. She holds a BA and a PhD in counseling psychology. She's been a lifelong clairvoyant. She works with the angelic realm. She did one of the most powerful clearings on me personally at a conference one day where I was interviewing her. And so she helps people across the globe, whether that be in through her books, through her workshops, through her radio program, and much more. But she's joining us here today because I've got in front of me two incredible books that we're going to be sharing with all of you. And we have three copies of each of these to give away. The first book is Archangels 101, How to Connect Closely with Archangels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Others. And then this book, which is, for me, this is going to be really hot to talk about today, moving beyond all of the negative political stuff. This is a book that I think Doreen probably could have sent out to a lot of people, Angel Words, Visual Evidence of How Words Can Be Angels in Your Life, Doreen Virtue and Grant Virtue. Doreen, wow, it is so great to have you on the show. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Well, thank you, Dr. Pat. I'm so happy to talk with you. You're one of my absolute favorite radio show hosts and people.
Thank you so much. And Doreen, this is such an incredible time for us to create. I'm calling it angel vibration, so to speak, angel powered, whatever it is. I want to ask you a question about your life for a moment. And before we talk about the books, you know, you are one of the most renowned folks on the planet when it comes to connecting with angels, talking about angels, understanding angels, the power of angels. And I want to ask you, if we were to take a moment and think about your journey, your pilgrimage, so to speak, how has the world changed in understanding your work and in accepting your work?
Oh, well, thank you for that question. Many children, just like myself, are very highly sensitive to energy, and I was no different. I saw angels and fairies and departed people when I was as young as I can remember, and I didn't understand it. I remember being teased terribly because I would talk about people who were standing over there, and there was no one else could see the people, and just being called weird and telling me I was too sensitive most of my life. Nowadays, it's a whole new world where people are interested in learning about what I once teased about, and where sensitivity is now considered a virtue and a gift instead of a liability. So I'm much happier with today's world.
It really is interesting where we've come from. You know, I was creating this movie for our Pay It Forward campaign, and I create the movie, and then I'm watching the movie, and every time I watch it, I cry. And I just thought to myself, is it okay to cry? And I love what you just shared. There's
oh,
a level.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Oh, well, gosh. I mean, emotions are why we're here on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
if we didn't want emotions, we might as well have stayed in heaven, in the spirit world, where everything's always blissful. We came here to have that human experience. And so feeling is one of the life purposes that we all have.
Well, I want to say that, you know, being able to chat with you and have worked with you and have had you on the show, I mean, this is truly a time, and many people are calling for it. You know, it's truly a time of change, and people are looking towards 2011, 2012, and asking what is the meaning and the purpose from the angelic realm. Yeah. How have you been able to see or talk or define the direction we're going, and what meaning does 2012 have?
Well, it is a pivotal time. I was pretty alarmed by the election results in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
because of the dividedness in almost every state. There was so many 50-50 races. And regardless of whether you skew left or right, I think all Americans should take a look at that and hopefully start looking for common ground. I'm someone who's traveled around the world many times, and I know for a fact that all people want the same thing, whether they're an Obama supporter or not. We all want peace. We all want fairness and abundance and love and health. And we need to really start focusing that collectively as a nation on what we have in common. And as a world, instead of looking at differences, when I was a marriage and family therapist, I found that the relationships that stayed together was when the couple would focus on what's similar with us. Just like when you're brand new in a relationship, you say, oh, you like Led Zeppelin too? Me too. Oh, you like cold spaghetti at midnight? Me too. You focus on those things at first, and it's part of that the pleasantness of a new relationship. And then over time, a relationship that's disintegrating will focus on, oh, you do that, I don't do that, and the differences. So the angels are here to help unify us, and we need them more than ever, in my opinion.
I love what we're talking about, and I want to talk about angel words in a minute as well. But before I do, I want to open up the phone lines, because we're going to be taking your calls, and also we're going to be taking your requests through our instant ask a question mechanism. So if you would like to connect with Doreen Virtue during the show today, we're going to open up the phone lines right now, and we invite you to continue to give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, and we, Valerie, will get your information, we'll get your question, we'll bring you on. Also, if you want to connect through our instant feedback mechanism, please do so as well. Go to the drpatshow.com or Dr. Pat Live, and just in there, you know, ask a question. Doreen, I was fascinated by your book, Angel Words.
Thank you. I think that's my life work, that book.
Wow.
I think it may be the most important book I ever write.
You know, when I heard you were writing the book, right, and then, you know, of course, all of your folks, they contact us, and we say, yeah, bring it on all the time. I had no idea it would be what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea, and I would love for you to share what you have done in this book. Because in a lot of ways, it is Doreen Virtue, but it's also Doreen Virtue Plus in a lot of ways. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, thank you. Yes, and I credit my son Grant, who's a boy genius, with that. My son Grant and I were recording a podcast, and he's the engineer, and he watches these graphs that words make just to look for volume, make sure I don't talk too loud or too quiet. And I said the word angel, and he stopped me, and he said, Mom, when you said the word angel, it created a shape like an angel. And he turned the computer to me, and there was this shape, like two perfect wings in flight, and on this word graph. And I said, wait a minute. And we started experimenting, and we spent months experimenting with saying different words to look for patterns. And right off the bat, we found that any word that's universally accepted as positive, such as love or gratitude or forgiveness, always had this very, very large graph. The points go above the center line, way up and then way down. And then any word that's universally considered negative, and I don't even want to say those words after writing this book, but we can all think of them, had a very tight, the points were very close to the center line on the graph. And we soon realized that we were looking at the literal visual evidence of high-energy words and low-energy words. And, my friend Masaru Emoto, who wrote Messages from Water, did something similar with water crystals. We were excited because this showed exactly what every word you say, think, or write looks like energetically. I mean, it's right there. It's like the smoke coming out of your mouth if you're a smoker. And we collected stories of people who changed their life for the better by changing the words that they said. And we did graphs of the old words that they said that were negative, you know, like complaining about money, and then they had no money, and then they would change it to talking about abundance. And on those graphs, you could see how much higher energy the new words about money were, and corresponding to their increase in finances. And we have similar stories about improvements in relationships and health and self-esteem, et cetera, all by changing the vocabulary.
I love this. I have to tell you, Benny and I just showed Benny, so I'm trying to show him all the pictures. I love this because we live in this world, Doreen, because as people that are in radio, at the end of the day, when we're looking at a show, we have to go in and edit the show. And so I have never thought about this in the framework. But clearly, when you look in an entire 45 minutes of a show, all of the things that you're just talking about become very, very clear. And I love, right out of the gate, how you show the graph between the word negative and positive. Doreen Virtue, we actually are going to be giving away 3 copies of the book Angel Words and Archangels 101. We're taking your calls. Valerie's getting you in. We're going to take your instant messages. And hopefully by the end of today's show, you're going to have a language which will uplift you, inspire you, and create the energy you want. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and my very special guest, Doreen Virtue.
Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Let's be honest. Weight loss boils down to choices. The Take Shape for Life program features clinically tested products from Medifast that have been recommended by over 20,000 doctors in the last 30 years. There's free support from certified health coaches who've experienced personal success with the Take Shape for Life program. Talk to a health coach. Listen to the passion in their voice and their story that started with a choice. Call 1-877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with a Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with a Deal.
Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. We have opened up the phone lines. We're going to take your calls. Doreen Virtue is here. And I just have to share what I said to Doreen about this book, Angel Words. And then Renee, Debbie, and Suzanne will pick you up in a minute. What I said to her was, when I found out we were bringing Doreen on and that she had written this book, I had no idea, first of all, that it would be written the way it's written. And what I mean by that is Doreen and Grant take us on a journey of the words we use in our everyday lives, right? Half glass, half empty, glass half full, negative, positive, you name it, all the words. And actually, I'm like struggling to actually say some of these and see struggling right there. But we go on this day-to-day journey and we read all the books and we figure out what we're going to do and how we're going to live our lives. What Doreen and Grant have done in this book is they invite us to not only look at the words, but they demonstrate graphically what the words look like on what is a decibel range. Like that's what audio is about for us. Every show that we do, once we look at the show, you can see this visual of what the show sounded like, the ups and downs. So this book, which is called Angel Words, Visual Evidence of How Words Can Be Angels in Your Life, it is going to help anyone out there that doubts the power of a positive word or that questions whether or not saying words or calling people names have a negative influence. Doreen, thank you for joining us today on the show.
I'm so happy to be with you. As I said, you're the first radio show that I'm on since this book was published about a week ago.
I have to tell you, it's brilliant. I actually, you know, couldn't put it down. And I have to really, you know, say that we'll talk about it throughout the show. We have questions. We have people on the lines, Doreen. I would love to go to the phones. And then Renee, Debbie, and Suzanne, I'm just going to tell Valerie that we're also going to give them a copy of this book, Angel Words. We're cool. Valerie's cool with that. So Doreen, how about we go to the phones? What do you think?
Sure. I'd love to.
Let's do it, yes. Mr. Benny.
Start with Renee. She's calling in from Seattle.
Hey, Renee. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hi. I'm great. How are you?
I'm excellent. I want to introduce you to my friend Doreen Virtue.
Hi, Doreen.
Hi, Renee. How are you?
I'm great. My question is, I've been told I have kinetic energy because things just happen sometimes around me. An electrical cord will travel halfway across the room sometimes.
Okay.
And is this true or do I have somebody visiting?
What I see, Renee, is that you have a natural energy healing capacity. Are you attuned to Reiki?
No, I'm not.
Okay. That would be a good idea for you to take some energy healing classes. Not that you need it to pump up your energy, but simply to learn how to work with it. They show me you have very, very powerfully healing hands. And are you finding that you ever put your hands on your own belly, for instance, if there's an issue or... Yeah. Or that you put your hands on people's shoulders if they have any extra pains. And you naturally use your hands for healing.
I have done that, yes.
And so that's not what everyone does, just as a little aside for you. This is something that people who are attuned to energy naturally do. Everyone can do energy healing with their hands. It's just that some people, it's more of a natural gift because that's their life purpose. So I want to really encourage you to study different modalities of hands-on healing. I love pranic healing, P-R-A-N-I-C, which is a form of clearing out chakras with your hands. It's extremely powerful. I'm a Reiki master. I found that to be very useful. There's many of them. Qigong, you'll maybe find your own that you'll be teaching.
Oh, that's great. It makes me feel a little bit better about that.
Yeah, so this is something that I wouldn't worry about. We don't need to wear watches these days anyway. The angels say that puts us in the world of time too much. And it's better to be more free-floating with your own internal clock than an external clock.
Oh, I like that.
Cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Renee, stay on the line if you haven't done so already. Valerie would love to get your address so we can send you a copy of Doreen's book, Angel Words.
She did get mine.
Okay, it's hot off the press. You're like one of the first to get it.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you so much. Let's go, Mr. B.
All right, let's take Debbie from Bellevue. She's the next one.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Dr. Pat. Thank you for taking my call, and hello to Doreen Virtue for thank you for taking my question.
Oh,
and this is very exciting. I just wondered, always include the verbiage of my guardian angel and all the angels, all the holy angels of God in my daily prayer work. And can we have more than one guardian angel? Is the guardian angel like the in charge of all the other angels that are around me? That's kind of like what I was wondering.
Oh, sure. Well, first of all, you have many angels with you, Debbie, personally. Speaking as a lifelong clairvoyant, every person that I ever have seen has at least two guardian angels. And so my conclusion from that is that each of us comes in with at least two angels, and they're both guardian angels who have different specialties. One seems to be an angel that is a comforting angel that's there for us during those moments when we're sad, and the other seems to be more like a motivational angel that encourages us to do our best and to fulfill our life mission. And then there's other angels that come either in response to prayer, and that's any kind of prayer because angels are non-denominational, and also some angels can come in response to life issues such as health concerns or career concerns, relationship issues, etc. Other angels kind of come and go.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does make sense.
As I look at you, you've got a variety of angels with you. I see you're a real romantic person, I take it, because I see a lot of what I call romance angels with you.
Oh.
This must be something on your mind. I also see a couple of angels helping you with abundance, finance, and debt, and mm-hmm. helping you to balance your budget, your personal budget. And then there's a couple of what I call adventure angels helping you to get out of the house, get out of ruts, kind of go do something that maybe is out of the ordinary, play more, etc.
Uh-huh.
And
yes.
So sometimes you might feel overwhelmed because all these angels are asking you to do things that don't seem to converge, because they'll say, well, take a nap, but go play. Write your book, but rest more. And so they're giving you all this guidance, and it can feel like it doesn't fit, but it does.
Yes, I understand it does. Thank you.
Oh, great, Debbie. Thank you. Hey, Debbie, please don't hang up so we can get some information. Or does Valerie have that?
We already got it. Yeah,
we already have it? All right. Thank you, Debbie. Mm-hmm. I want to just, before we mentioned everybody, we would love to take your call, 1-800-930-2819. And I believe we are getting instant messages from the Dr. Pat Show as well as our CBS affiliate for today. So, Doreen, thank you so much for joining us here today. I mean, this is a very powerful conversation on a lot of levels for people. One of the things that we're getting a request in from Renee from Ramona, California, said, "Hi, Dr. Pat and Doreen. I've recently bought Doreen's Angel Therapy Meditations and How to Hear Your Angels book. I'm really enjoying them. I would love to have some messages from my angels. Thank you so much." That's Renee in Ramona, California. Thanks, Renee, for listening.
Okay. So we're tuning in to Renee, and what I'm hearing is I'm seeing the vision of celebration for Renee, that she's been working very, very hard for some accolades, some reward, and they're showing me just around the corner as if it's next week. And they're saying just to like a mother in labor, just that final push, don't give up right now. Keep going, Renee, because you're right there. You're almost there. Keep the faith.
I love it. Doreen, I want to ask you a question while we're taking our callers in here. I want to ask you a question about the book Angel Words. You've written a lot of books. You're known for the work that you do, the connection that you have for people. And I just want to ask you, your vision for this, I'm elated just reading it and what the potential is. But I wanted to ask you, what was the message that you got to start you in the direction of writing this book and writing it in this way?
Oh, thank you. Well, many of the books I write, I have an instant knowingness and a vision of what the whole book is about.
Mm.
And that includes the Angel 101 series book that started with the book Angels 101 is a basic overview of who the angels are. And that happened when I woke up one morning. I just saw the title. I saw the book cover. I knew what it would be about. And then I was told to write one about Fairies 101 and then Archangels 101. And Angel Words was in a similar just knowingness, where I just understood that it was something that part of my purpose to help us all be even more aware of the power to change our own lives and, I believe, the world by changing our vocabulary.
Well,
and it's not that difficult to do. I want to say that once we become aware of it and set that intention, we can easily switch the little words that make all the difference. It's like putting better fuel in your car to make it run better.
The visualization in the book is really shocking to me. It's wonderful because I don't think I'll ever use the word, I'm going to say it now, but I will tell you, I don't think I'm ever going to use the word greed again, ever. Because in the book, you do a comparison of generosity. So the power of seeing this, even though we've heard it, the power of seeing this the way that this has been laid out really does affirm sort of the energy and the vibration that we're capable of having. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to take your questions. Jenny, Kathleen, Suzanne, we're going to make sure we get you in the mix here. We've got people that are sending us in some messages from Connecticut and England, and we're going to get to all of you today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Alone I roam by the ocean shore, wrestling waves in a brawling war, an angry mood and a rippling.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Now laughing sea, no more howling roars.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive by Doreen Virtue joining us here today. Right out of the gate, angel words, visual evidence of how words can be angels in your life, Doreen Virtue and Grant Virtue. This is a must-have book. It's right here. You can't have mine because I've already bent the pages in it. But we have copies we've been giving away. And then we're also going to talk about Archangels 101 as well. Doreen, thank you again for joining us. Can you mention to folks how they can find out more about you and get copies of the books? And then we'll go right to the phones and the instant messages.
Sure. Well, Angel Words is now available worldwide, really. And in North America, you can buy it at your local bookstore. We always like to support our mom-and-pop local bookstores, or any online bookstore such as Amazon.com has it. And it's a smaller book so that it could fit in a pocketbook. I actually have been hearing from people that they're giving it as gifts to their friends and family who use negative words all the time as a very subtle way of saying, here, change your vocabulary, please, and stop complaining. And because the book is very mainstream enough where you could give it to someone who's not into angels necessarily or into New Age, and I think everyone can access this book and understand it just because it's pictures. Pictures say 1,000 words.
There's no question about it. And, boy, that's exactly what some of us have already done. Doreen Virtue, everyone, we're going to – Benny, let's go to the phones, and then I'll take a few of these messages coming in, and we'll kind of get back and forth here.
All right, sounds good. Let's take Susan. She's been waiting patiently. She's calling in from Issaquah, Washington. What's up, Susan?
Oh, hi. Hi, Doreen. I have questions as to who are my angels, and is there any messages from my angels? Plus, I also include, you know, angels in my prayers every evening, but – sometimes I just don't know which.
Well, you have many angels around you, as anyone who's on the spiritual path would have. The first angel I saw when I scanned you was the Archangel Michael, who is an unlimited being who's able to be with every person who calls on him. And he showed me that you... What's that?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. He showed me that you, like him, are a peaceful warrior. He's calling you an advocate, and he's saying that you often speak up for the underdog or someone who needs a little extra protection. So it shows me that you would make a wonderful mediator, counselor, social worker, volunteer of any sort of project or social issue that is near and dear to your heart. You'd make a wonderful activist. And he wants to let you know that he's protecting you when you speak your truth to others, because you feel deeply. My dog is emphasizing that.
Yeah, I totally get it. There it
Valentine.
Is.
Valentine, she's the oracle dog.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel deeply, and just like Valentine barked, she said it's okay for you to speak up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thanks to the super dog, too.
I'm telling you.
Got to add a little 2 cents there,
right.
2 barks.
Let me just go to Bernadette from New Britain, Connecticut. This is through our Ask a Question feedback. It's this. Hi, Doreen and Pat. I was hoping the angels could grant me a birthday wish. This is kind of cool. A birthday wish, and give me some guidance to connect with my television show that they have been guiding me to. Thanks and blessings.
Oh, absolutely. What I'm hearing, the first word is perseverance, and I'm seeing her as moving forward on this. Again, it's very similar to our last caller, like a female knight, and they're showing me a vision of her, almost like a figure in a video game, having some obstacles come up that she just bats away with her sword of light. And if you keep going down this hallway that they show me, it's a metaphorical hallway of just keep knocking on doors, keep moving forward. Don't take no for an answer. Any negativity, you must just immediately get rid of it. Anyone or anything where you get a bad feeling in your stomach, like they might be manipulating you or not telling you the truth, like you have to watch out for in this industry, you just keep going forward, and they show me at the end the success. And I'm hearing actually angels singing. And don't water down your vision, because this is definitely a television show that's about, looks like it even might be about angels. It's definitely blessed by the angels, if it's not about them. There's a lot of light around it, and some producers may want to darken that down for entertainment purposes. Don't let that happen.
I love it. I love, love, love the messages. Perseverance. Boy, did I learn that from my mom. Doreen, we have Jennifer from England sent us a message and says, I love angels and have been reading Doreen's book and using her cards, and they are fabulous. Please, can Doreen tell me how I can break some of the bad habits? I have gotten into with food. Love and light, Jennifer.
Okay, well, Jennifer, they show me that this is an energy issue for you, that your sleeping is not in a healthy place right now. It looks like, and I'm hearing burning the candles at both ends and being very anxious. They show me that the base cause of this is too much caffeine in your diet, and it's caused you're more sensitive now. So the amount you used to be able to drink of tea and coffee and soda has changed, and what used to be a nice amount is now causing you physiological anxiety and disrupting your sleep. And you're worrying a lot, and it's really physically dietary-based. And then you're eating because of the anxiety, and because when you're tired, you we all tend to get more carbohydrate cravings, especially for the carbohydrates that are in junk food. Mm. So for you, a good detox is in order, flushing out your system, and really cutting back on that caffeine. You can call on the angels to help you to subside those cravings. And working on going to bed earlier, make sure your bedroom's nice and comfortable. And any worries you have before you go to sleep, give it to God. Give them to God and the angels. Mm. Write them down on a piece of paper. Surrender them. Let them go. Worrying never helps anything. But prayer always helps everything.
That's a powerful message. And boy, is that the truth. Doreen, we have got an archangel question that just came in. And then I want to mention, everybody, that the other book that we also are giving away is For Archangels 101. This is a must-read for me. So the question is from Amy Jo, and she's calling in from Hendersonville, Tennessee. My vision eyeglasses disappeared about 2 weeks ago and have asked the angels, especially Archangel, and correct me, Doreen, if I don't get this right, Shamuel?
Yes, Samuel.
Okay. To reveal instinct, guide me to them. I have used your archangel cards. I have listened to your audio CDs and read your books as well. For some reason, I have yet to find my glasses. Do you have any ideas?
Hey, there's a pair over there on the table. That could be hers right there.
All right.
I swear someone left them. Right there.
We'll have to get them to Tennessee. Do you have any ideas as to where they are?
Well, first of all, many greetings to you, because I used to live in Hendersonville, right there on Old Hickory Lake.
And there you go.
Tiny little spot in the world. So this is major synchronicity that I'm talking to a sister from Hendersonville. And what I want to say is the angels say that your prescription has changed, and they don't want you to find those glasses. That it's time to go get an eye doctor exam and reevaluate your vision so that the glasses benefit you. Wearing the wrong prescription is not good for the eyes.
All right. Now, Doreen, got a question from Angela from Italy.
Okay.
All right. Hello, Doreen. I wanted to know advice about what I should do to finally find the right job for me. This is like a question that so many people have. Find the right job for me. I'm looking for a very long time. I have tried a lot to change the things, but seems like I'm not going anywhere. Thank you so much.
What the angels are saying is because you're not supposed to work for someone else and you really don't want to. You're an entrepreneur at heart. Or more aligned along the lines of a highly creative, highly artistic person who is afraid to work for herself because your business mind, it, just like most artists, isn't your strongest suit. And what they're showing me is a need for an art manager. You need a partner, in other words, who's very left-brain dominant because you're extremely right-brain dominant. And these days, we can't fake it. Whatever your life purpose is, that's what you need to be working on. You can't go knocking on doors of other jobs just for money. Working for money is so last decade. In this decade, we've got to only work for passion and then either work with a partner who can help us to be cognizant of the grounded part of life, such as making money and paying bills, or take classes and learn how to do that ourselves.
Thank you. Thank you, Doreen. Thank you, Angela. Thank you. And I'm just curious what part of Italy you're calling in from. You know, we have a couple of other questions, Doreen, if you don't mind.
Sure, I'd love to. Love questions.
Yeah, and they're fabulous. We'll go to the phones in a second. We're actually going to skip the break. So all of you out there, we're going to skip the break. We're not going to take the break. One of the questions that's come in, and this has been here, and it's from Nellie. Hi, Dr. Pat and Doreen. Thank you so much for the show. It is so helpful. My question is, what my angels and guides say about my future career and love. God bless you, and again, thank you, love and kisses.
Okay. So when I tune into you, Natalie, the first thing I see is the sign of the nurse, which means that your life purpose is to do physical healing work one-on-one with people. It may or may not be traditional nursing. When I see this symbol, it's just that, a symbol of a healer. When I tune in further, it could be along the lines of body work, massage, comes up very, very strong for you. But one thing's clear is it's one-on-one work. I don't see you working large groups. Writing, I'm not seeing that as your primary. I'm seeing just working with people doing physical healing work. If you have not explored doing education about healing, massage and body work is coming up so strong that I would look in that area. I'd also work with your angels to shield yourself because it looks like you're taking on other people's energies and it's affecting your body weight. Many people who are highly sensitive, the weight that's on their body isn't from calories or background so much as it's actually energy that they've taken from other people in a kind of attempt to relieve other people of negativity.
We
have the Angel Words book instead.
Exactly. We actually have a question from Jenny from New Jersey that is along these lines, because this is a really good question, and it also has to do with, you know, the Angel Words book. So let's go to Jenny from New Jersey. Jenny, hey, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. Doreen, I wanted to thank you for all your work. You helped me and you helped the world.
Oh.
My question is that I have a lot of your products, and I work with Archangel Michael. And this, if you could tell anything about me specifically, it'd be great. If not, I hope everyone could benefit from the question of protection. I do the shielding and all that kind of stuff. And I wasn't sure. There's some question about when you're doing a meditation and you feel like you're channeling and all that kind of stuff about quote-unquote entities. I would just wonder if you could shed some light on that.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, Dr. Pat, you have a theme with many of your listeners, and I think it's because you are such a strong goddess yourself, Dr. Pat. Mm-hmm. You've attracted all these female warriors of light, kind of Joan of Arc. So this is my third one talking to you on your show, and that's very unusual, Dr. Pat. And I want to congratulate you because I really feel like women are the leaders that are needed to step up right now. So
Thank you.
A leader. The thing I hear from your angels is choose your battles carefully. And you don't have to get in the ring with every single thing that comes up, whether you're speaking up or in your mind having a battle. Because I'm seeing a lot of battle scars around you, darling. And I know you're shielding. You're a strong woman who can take it. And you get right in there, and they're saying that you're a protector yourself. And they're calling you Archangel Michaeline because you're an earth angel who works very closely with him. In my book, Realms of the Earth Angels, we would call you a knight paladin or a magical knight. And so what I would want to see you do is I want to see you study Joan of Arc, kind of work with that archetype as a goddess, as a saint, and really develop your knightly skills so that, because it's an art, so that you're able to get in there and continue doing your life purpose as a protector. And, yeah, continue asking Michael to shield you. But there seems to be a need for some discernment as to where you get in the ring and where you hold back.
Okay.
Thank you, Jenny.
She's definitely with you, darling.
Jenny, where are you calling from in New Jersey?
Ocean City.
Nice. Enjoy
the
beauty.
Right on the ocean.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you so much. Doreen, have a couple of questions that have come in, and let's just take Marianne from Edmonton, Canada. First off, thank you, Doreen. Thank you, Doreen, for all you do. Secondly, I feel that I am to move, but what's not clear are the details, where and when. I know I'm on the right path. I know that I'm on the right path. What am I missing? Can I listen online? Yeah, totally. All of that. What am I missing? I love that "what am I missing" question, don't you?
Well, we of course, want to say in more of a positive way. There's a way to say everything in a positive or a
I know. I've got your book now.
Way. Yeah. So, Marianne, they give me visions when people ask moving questions. I actually see maps, and then I see kind of moving arrows and energy lines. And they show me you moving in the direction of Toronto, and you're really a water person. And I see you on the East Coast, still in Canada, and Toronto comes up real strong. However, I don't see you right in the city. I see you outside of the city on the water. And they're saying that water is your respite, that you're – and honestly, I don't know where Edmonton is in relation to the rest of the country. I think it's over by Calgary. So I'm assuming it's inland. They're saying that you're craving the ocean, you're needing the ocean. I would invite you to if you can, if you have the time and money to do so, I'd invite you to take a holiday trip to the ocean and just – as they said, take a respite and get some R&R because you're appearing to be very tired right now. And a lot of it is that where you're living is draining you, and including inside your house. I'm going to ask Archangel Michael to clear your house, in fact, so that it'll lift the energy quite a bit. That should help for now.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Doreen. You know, we have so many questions coming in to ask feedback, and we have some callers. Let's go to the phone, because I actually have both a caller and I also have a feedback that is about illness. So I believe we have, I think it's Rochelle from Phoenix.
There?
Yeah.
Kathleen was waiting a little longer. So Kathleen, hang on. We'll get to you in a minute. So Rochelle, we'll jump to you first. Go ahead.
Hi, Rochelle. Thank you for tuning in. How can we help you today?
Hi, Dr. Pat and Doreen. I seem to be take on symptomology of other people's illnesses, and then when they're well, I'm fine. It'll happen. I won't even know somebody's ill, and I get it. And then I know that I'm supposed to pray for them and send them healing energy and all. But once I know, is there some way I can release the symptomology from my own body so that I don't have to be disabled from it?
Wow, that's a good question.
Oh, absolutely. And I do relate to what you're saying. This is something to just simply tell your angels that you are very willing to continue helping people, but you're no longer willing to take on their symptoms. And when you're very clear with the angels about that, and being very clear is the operative phrase, they will shield you from that. If there's any part of you that says, well, you know, I feel guilty, I should help more, then the angels can't help you. So get yourself to that place of saying, putting your foot down and saying, that's enough.
I know it's an attention getter, but once I know to send healing and pray and all that, then I usually can release it, but then it'll, like, come back. And maybe it's just to keep me praying and sending healing energy, but, it gets pretty bad.
Mm. Well, the key is to want this without any sort of ambiguity or reservation. And so hopefully you don't have to have more and more pain to hit bottom to get to that point of being clear that I do not want this anymore. I know I don't deserve it. I don't need this. I can get it other ways.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rochelle. Thank you very much. Wow, Benny.
All right, now we can go to Kathleen.
Hey,
sorry,
Kathleen,
about the wait there. Go
how
ahead.
Are you?
What's up?
Hi, Pat. Hi, Doreen. Thank you both so much for your work and for taking my call. Doreen, I've been engulfed in legal issues concerning my house for the last couple of years, and I feel like I'm on the other side of it, but I'm wondering if I have any messages from my angels in which direction I should go and how I can create more abundance and prosperity in my life.
Okay, Kathleen, are you ready for this?
I am.
Okay. Did you call on Archangel Michael? Because he's with you very strong.
Every day.
Okay. So he's definitely helping you through this. And having been through legal stuff myself, I know exactly how that drains and is not fun at all. So the Archangel Michael says that you're going through a period of karma burning, that you're releasing some past life where you had your house threatened. or taken away from you, rather, in this lifetime, you are standing up for your rights to your house. So it's teaching you to be strong and to be, again, Dr. Pat, here's another female warrior. you're learning how to stand up for yourself through this process. So you've got to not look at it as negative, but as warrior-esque 101 class you're taking.
I so resonated with what you said to Jenny from New Jersey, I think she was from, about the Joan of Arc energy.
Yes.
And I have come a long way. Do I have any other angels around or any other messages on how I should speak?
They want me to tell you regarding your house situation, it's all good, and they show me light at the end of the tunnel very soon for you, and that you've been getting little glimmers of that, and just to hang in there. I do see Raphael as one of the angels helping you, the healing angels, but it's on the back burner. It's almost like this legal situation has completely consumed you for now, and the healing work is taking a second chair to that. You can reverse that by talking to Raphael every day, as strong as you're talking to Michael, and bring that up to the surface. And really focus on doing your healing work, and then the legal thing won't need to be there as strong. Whatever you feed the most attention to is what's biggest in your life.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That completely resonates. Thank you.
Thanks, Kathleen. Thank you so much. Doreen, we do have a few minutes, and I have a few instant messages in here from people that have questions that are very, very right on target with our theme for today. Jackie from New Zealand. Hi, Doreen. I'm working in the mental illness field as a teacher. And so what she's saying is that I'm feeling very strong, that I need to change focus. Can you tell me from the Archangel perspective, what is the deal with so-called mental illness? This is an interesting question. Mental illness, and what alternatives do I have? That's Jackie, New Zealand.
Okay, well, Jackie, you're a highly sensitive person. You're strong, but you're sensitive. So it's really important to be clearing all those energies of your clients and patients every single day, not only by calling on Archangel Michael, but they show me that to use clearing agents such as soaking in a sea salt bath is very good, sage, getting outside in moonlight or sunlight, using crystals that are cleared, et cetera, is paramount for you, darling, because you're taking on other people's stuff. A lot of the mental illness is people who are just ridden with guilt and anxiety. A lot of times it's because they have not found their life purpose or they're afraid to go for it. Diet comes in quite a bit, environmental issues. You know, in a way, the world is very, very upset and grieving. Because we all remember heaven, how you can create what you want instantly with your thoughts. And we're here to recreate this on Earth and to never, ever allow ourselves to think we're a victim of anything, but to claim our God and Goddess-given power that we all have right now.
Mm-hmm. Doreen, I think we have time for maybe one more instant message, and I want to thank you for joining us here today. But before we go to that, please tell folks, because your Archangels 101 would really help folks with a lot of what's coming up, don't you think?
I do. It's an introduction in depth to the 15 major benevolent archangels that have to do with your health, relationship, career, confidence, protection, you name it. And these are the 15 archangels I work with. They each have a chapter in the book, and each chapter has different colored paper to signify the color of their aura, so you can get to know that. And then it has invocations for each archangel. There is a audio book on CD available, too, if you prefer to listen to the book. And it has true stories about people who've had miracles with each of these archangels that are available to each person. Each angel can come to each of us.
And there are, you know, the questions that are coming in about employment angels and so forth. I mean, you know, there are ways for people to find out about those as well, correct?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. In fact, in the back of the book, I've got a real handy reference chart. If this is going on, this is who you call.
Well, I think I have about a minute left, but I do want to get this question on here. And it's from Lena from South Africa. Hi, Doreen. Thank you so much for all your work. It is much help to me and many other people. My question is that I lived in South Africa for a long time, and I know this is a special place. But for some reason this past year, I've been going through what seems to be a fast forward. So much change has spins. I feel I need to move again. What do my angels think?
I see movement, too. I actually see movement. They show me north to Europe and kind of the Mediterranean area. Lena, we don't want to do anything when we're in a state of doubt or fear. So I always say go check it out if in doubt. So go take a vacation holiday traveling up north from South Africa. You know, fairly not that difficult to do. So I want to see you just take a journey up there. And the angels show me that they will direct you, that you'll be able to stay with some friends.
Well, thank you. Doreen, I can't thank you enough. I hope you will come back and do a show with us again. Thank you so much.